Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about fussy animals and the story of actually oaten hay that I've bought. So, the story is that I was told to buy some oaten hay and got it home. This is not oaten hay, it looks slightly different. Go check the receipt. On the receipt it's wheaten hay, and I'm going, oh shit. And the story is that I said, oh well, I'll just take it back and we'll change it for some oaten hay. And what happened, it was pointless me saying, look, let me recite what happened. But what actually happened is that, what would you like today, said the man at Sun Valley Farm Produce. And I said, I would love some oaten hay. I just love the stuff. And he said, I can fix you up with that. And gave him the hay bag. And he put the hay in the hay bag, put it in the back. And then I paid for it, $39 for a bale of hay. Just go figure. You can buy a laptop for that amount of money. What the heck's going on in my head? But at any rate, there's certain things that you don't go out at night. You don't have good quality wine, but you sure as hell make sure that your animals have the best quality hay possible. Now, the story is that it turned out that rabbits cannot eat lettuce. There's certain things like kangaroos shouldn't eat carrots, and all these sort of things that you find out. And then sort of continuing on to that, all these animals have these peculiarities that when you're burying your animal at various points in time, they say, oh, well, as long as you did an X, Y, Z, and they've just listed exactly what you've done, and then you find out, and you say, this is... and then you read a book, and it's all in there. But apparently, rabbits must not eat wheaten hay. Rabbits and guinea pigs must have oaten hay. In fact, they mustn't have something milled lemongrass, whatever it is, hay, even though it's proven by vets to remove mites and improve their lifestyle. They must have exactly what I say. And so what happened is that I had to go back to Sun Valley Produce and also merge with this incredibly frightening amount of traffic. I'm not going to risk my life going through this. I can wait to the end of time. So this podcast is probably going to go to the end of time while I wait for a break in the traffic here. And it's oh my God, there is actually a break in the traffic here. So let's suspend this podcast for... Oh my God, this is changing. Here we go. Look, there's nothing I hate more than trusting a non-coming car with its indicator on and trusting that it's actually going to follow where it's going to go. Okay, so I thought, I'm going to try and just get across to this man. The man serving me knows that I have no existence as a customer. I'm just an automaton being told to do things, and the law has been laid down to me, and I just obey what's going on. And if they tell me the sky is purple and up is down, well, look, for the purposes of our conversation, that's what it is. Can you help me out with that reality? So I was about to say to him, look, here's the quick and the short. We've bought wheaten hay by mistake. It says wheaten hay in the receipt. And he said, oh, the machine's... No, we haven't updated the machine for 7 years. We haven't sold wheaten hay for 7 years. It's the same price, anything. It's just a mistake coming out. That is oaten hay. We only sell oaten hay. We have not had wheaten hay on the premises for 7 years. So there's no bucket. And then I quickly afterwards is that the fact that he could have had a 7-year-old bail at the bank. But no, that's not the actual case. Come on, I'm just going to work out what I'm doing here. Sorry, mate. I'm just going to have to change lanes and just watch that I don't create this. I think it's this chant, car in front of me, the Great Wall cars. Blah. So different. Okay, let's just getting back to it. So I said, well, that's the basis of it. Now can I go through the banter with the basics of it? And I said, I want you to pick what is worse. And it's probably best saying, I said, what's worse? The coronavirus. Yep, got that one. Okay, the meteor hitting out the dinosaur, if you're a dinosaur, not from our perspective, but from the dinosaur, that's a pretty bad thing. And the third thing, me buying the wrong type of hay. And so, fortunately, the great thing about that is I didn't have to actually engage his... So this person's selling farm produce, and he has to go up with all these absolutely off-the-wall customers in their own imagination zone going through. And it's a sort of a pretty amazing place. A lot of people in Australia... part of recycling is keep chickens, and of course keeping a chicken, like the the egg from a chicken nowadays, because it costs so much to keep a chicken, because a chicken is a dinosaur, but it's absolutely full of mites and predators, be it snakes or quolls or foxes. So, like, if you do a really good job of knocking out the foxes up here, there's a little marsupial cat called quoll, and a quoll is sort of like just the most amazing, vicious predator. Just kills for fun. It's actually quite an amazing thing to do. I'm really want to reread the book about Tasmanian devils, because these are really cute animals. I think Tasmanian devils are carrion. They eat, and of course, so Australia produces a fair amount of roadkill, up to the point that this is like, if you get out. So a lot of the animals are nocturnal. I wonder why they're nocturnal. Just because I think it's just to do with temperature and stuff like that. And so there's a lot of roadkill, and a lot of the things. Oh fuck! Gee, just piss off. Sorry, the cars, this is a 60-kilometre-an-hour zone here. That's the general thing. You're on a hiding for nothing here, and just the general chat to him that it's been a very quiet while we've been in drought, absolute drought. The nurseries, no one's bothered to plant everything because you've got everything around you absolutely dropping dead and dying. Whoops. Dropping dead and dying, and people just on the lookout for what actually happens is when you get a change of season, sort of like this type of change of season, you get these plagues of animals, plagues of insects and mosquitoes, and you just have to be on top of know that after the change there's going to be a sudden burst of grass and green, and then the ecosystem gets a bit of a shake out. So people, the major thing that shop sells is supporting the home chicken palliative care process. And then it's one of the things is that people in general eat, I don't know, probably one or two eggs a week if they're normal. Probably more if they're back home. Chickens, they have, see, times of the year they don't lay, and then if you don't spend your money correct, you don't get a lot of eggs. When you suddenly put in huge amounts of money and care and and build a chicken roost. There's arts of building chicken roosts and keeping. When you finally do it, they reward you by absolutely producing billions of eggs. And so you have this standard that what in general happens is that these people come in and actually say, and there's this thing, these times where people, and it goes, this thing that they look after their chickens for a while, and then after a while it's, then there's no more, and there is this point where there's no more, a fox gets in or a quoll gets in, kills a lot of them. There was one time where this person was there, they saw the fox that was on the roof in broad daylight. It just stood there, and all the chickens died of heart. The fox didn't get in, it didn't eat any of them. They all died of heart attacks. So there you go. You can imagine all that process there. But people get used to chickens, bees. People keep chickens and bees and stuff like that. So there you go. The oat and hay and the story of making yet another non-mistake. Sort of, you know what I feel? So I feel I indeed haven't made a mistake yet. I have. It's sort of like this amazing thing. I think that's what being a man is. A man is always in a state of making mistakes, never quite understanding why. There you go. You have made a mistake. It's obvious you've made a mistake. But somehow the situation is going forward enough to let you continue playing until you make the next mistake. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.